Athabasca, exemplary, valued, worthy. That's how Rochester Principal Elizabeth Siemens described Brooklyn Haygarth, Aspen View Public Schools, AVPS, 2024 nominee for the Edwin Parr Award recognizing first-year educators, during the March 14th board meeting. The first year of teaching can be challenging. Add to that a multi-grade classroom, new curriculum for mathematics and literacy, and a quarter to a third of the classroom requiring special support, and it can be perceived as downright overwhelming, Siemens told trustees. Such is the reality for Ms. Haygarth, as well as other many first-year teachers in rural Alberta. Haygarth, who studied at the Concordia University of Edmonton, teaches 16 homeroom students across grades 4, 5, and 6, in addition to teaching K-3 music. 3 times a week, she engages the entire school in 15 minutes of morning activity, and also offers a number of option classes. She was named as Rochester School's Wellness Champion, a title that encompasses creating a school action plan to meet division standards for wellness priorities such as healthy conflict resolution, solutions for diverse learning needs, and fair access to supports. This recognition is not just a milestone in my career, but a testament to the collaborative spirit and dedication that thrives within our educational community, Haygarth said. The journey to this moment has been incredibly enriching, thanks in no small part to the myriad of teachers I've had the pleasure of meeting and learning from within our division, she added. Each interaction has contributed to my growth and understanding of what it means to be an educator. Athabasca ties. The Edwin Parr Award is presented to 6 teachers across the province who made noticeable impacts during their first year in the classroom. In addition to Haygarth's nomination, the award carries important ties to the Athabasca area. Parr acted as board chair for the Athabasca School Division, AVPS's predecessor, after settling in the Minook area as a WW1 veteran. During his tenure, he instituted an annual award for teachers completing their first school year, a tradition that was picked up by the Alberta School Boards Association, ASBA, in 1964. He is also remembered for serving on the inaugural Athabasca County Council, established in 1959, as well as serving as a board member for George Lake School District in the early 1920s. Athabasca's newest school building, which opened in 2018, bears his name as a reminder of his local contributions to education. Haygarth was one of 4 nominees from across AVPS put forward for the award, along with teachers from Thorholt Central School, Landing Trails Intermediate School, and Vilna School. As part of the selection process, SUPT, Constantine Castrinos and Associate Superintendent Kim Carson spent time with each nominee, observing the young professionals in action and conducting short interviews. It was a pleasure to see your nominee in action, have a chance to see a lesson and the great work that she's doing there, said Castrinos. Trustee April Bauer, Division Representative for Rochester School and Vice Chair of ASBA Zone 2/3, said the next steps of the process will unfold in the coming weeks, with the final presentation of the award to take place during ASBA's Fall General Meeting scheduled for November 2024. While each of the 4 other ASBA zones will put forward 1 nominee, but Zone 2/3 is able to put 2 candidates forward due to the zone amalgamation. Words of recognition. In her nomination speech, Siemens credited Haygarth for the passion, initiative, and professionalism demonstrated in her first year on the job. Relationship is at the core of Ms. Haygarth's teaching style, said Siemens. The hallway leading into her classroom is a scrapbook of memories. The classroom has a noticeable welcoming and caring atmosphere for all. Siemens highlighted Haygarth's efforts to make time for her students' extracurricular events on weekends, her prioritization of family-teacher relationships, and the resourcefulness she doesn't hesitate to share with fellow staff. I feel privileged to work alongside Ms. Haygarth and appreciate all she has done to make Rochester School an exceptional place to be. I am proud of her accomplishments and believe she is a worthy 2024 Edwin Parr Teaching Award nominee, said Siemens. Haygarth thanked Siemens for her continued trust, her abilities and potential, citing the principal's support of her and her budding career as transformative. She credited resources on Indigenous, Métis, and specialized education provided by the division as a foundation of inclusivity and diversity within classroom, school, and community. The blend of wisdom from experienced teachers and fresh perspectives from new ones has created a vibrant learning community that I am proud to be a part of, said Haygarth. Rochester's community, with its spirited, family-like setting, has embraced me, and for that I am profoundly grateful. My journey thus far has been filled with learning, growth, and countless moments of joy, she added. Thank you for all your support, guidance, and belief in my potential. Let us continue to inspire and be inspired by the remarkable young minds we serve every day. Lexi Freehill, TownandCountryToday.com.